Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. The Spirit will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be faithful to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I'm trusting most of you are familiar with Stephen Colbert, the host of CBS Late Show and former host of The Colbert Report. When Stephen Colbert was 10 years old, he experienced a kind of suffering most people will be fortunate enough to not understand. And he was the youngest of 11 children, and that wasn't the suffering, that was just the circumstance. He was the youngest of 11 children, and one evening, his father and the two siblings closest to him in age were killed in a plane crash. Through this absolutely traumatizing situation, which left Colbert alone with his grieving mother for many years, as the rest of his siblings were old enough that they had left home, he learned at a very young age about suffering. After college, Colbert got into improv comedy in the same Second City class. This is really loud. the same Second City class as Amy Sedaris, the sister of the comedy author David Sedaris, and as Chris Farley of Saturday Night Live fame. And the most important lesson that Colbert says he learned while at Second City came from longtime director Jeff Mikowski, who said, "You have to learn to love the bomb." Now, having taken an improv class myself last year, I can tell you that it doesn't take much to bomb in a skit. And Colbert's director said that not only should you, you know, learn to improvise well and play by all of the rules and all of that, but you have to learn to love the bomb. It wasn't laugh it off, Colbert said in an interview. No, it means what it says. You gotta learn to love when you're failing. The embracing of that, the discomfort of failing in front of an audience, leads you to penetrate through the fear that blinds you. You have to learn to love the bomb. Now, I wonder if this comedy director is getting at the same thing that Paul means to say when he tells the Christians in Rome to boast in their sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Paul's words are extended, I would say uncomfortably, to expressions like, "No pain, no gain, man." But I don't think "no pain, no gain" is quite what Paul is going for here. It seems to me that he's addressing the very real presence of pain and saying that because we will all experience suffering in some way, the question is not how to avoid it, but what we will do with it. And Paul writes that what we ought to do with suffering is accept it, learn from it, and make ourselves better because of it, and continue to live faithful to the hope of life that is a gift from God. In this way, our sufferings big or small, can be connected to our joy. Suffering can break us, yes, but it doesn't have to destroy us and make us bitter. We can even learn to love our suffering, which Colbert would say is not the same as wanting whatever it is that happened to have happened. Loving our suffering is more about accepting that it happened and finding the joy inside of us that lives despite that suffering. What a message to hear on the occasion of a baptism. In a few moments, we will participate in this full initiation of Laurel by water and the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, the church. Baptism won't prevent Laurel from experiencing the fullness of life's experiences. In fact, baptism submerges Laurel and all of us in all of life and brings us to a certain kind of calling. Baptism is a commitment by Laurel's parents and godparents and family and all of us to love and guide and nurture her in this hopeful perspective. It is a way of life we renew when we say our baptismal covenant. Baptism is a turning away from forces that assert that power or wealth or success are the highest aspirations for humanity. It's a turning away from those things in order to turn toward the truth, which Jesus embodied and the Holy Spirit continues to present to us in each other and throughout creation. Things have not always gone our way. Things will not always go our way. But we can learn to love the bomb. From the brokenness of those things that don't go our way, we find a kind of recurring resurrection in our own lives, the chance to find renewal and the opportunity to discover deep, abiding joy. That is what it is to step into the household of God, to confess the faith of Christ crucified, to proclaim his resurrection, and to share in his eternal priesthood. Amen.